Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's the start of a hot first November weekend. There will be morning drizzle along the escarpment and isolated showers on the western bushveld this afternoon. Partly cloudy over Gauteng and the northwest. Pretoria today up to 32. Joburg 30, Mbombela, Emalahleni and Polokwane 28. And Rustenburg a high of 33 degrees.
In Bronkhorstspruit, there's now been a collision on the N4 westbound before the Ekandastria exit.
Parliament's going to establish an oversight committee to hold the presidency accountable. The DA says this was proposed during last night's meeting of the National Assembly Rules Committee. The proposal for the new rules is so that the president and the department of the presidency be accountable in full and not only through occasional oral questions and answer sessions in parliament or by means of other members of the executive. And South Africa and the Vatican joined Qatar at a conference in Montreal in Canada last night in offering to mediate and facilitate the return of about 20,000 Ukrainian children from Russia. Since July 2023, Qatar has secured the return of dozens of Ukrainian children that had been moved to Russia and occupied territories since the start of its invasion in February 2022. Kiev demanded the return of the nearly 20,000 minors from Russia, a figure that many observers consider to be underestimated. With that, looking at our business news. The rand remains stable following the release of yesterday's data showing that South Africa's producer inflation fell to 1% year-on-year in September from 2.8% in August. Statistics SA reports this is the lowest PPI print since June 2020. Asian markets mostly fell this morning, tackling a global slide in stocks fueled by tame tech earnings and investor jitters ahead of next week's US elections. Microsoft and Meta topped earnings estimates but saw their share prices drop after signaling plans to increase AI investments. And Apple reported revenues that narrowly beat analyst expectations, sending shares lower in after-hours trading, even as the company enjoyed a boost from iPhone sales. A dollar this morning at 17 Rand 60, a euro 19 Rand 14, a pound 22 Rand 70 cents. Gold at $2,750, 24 cents per fine ounce. Oil higher at $73.16 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Gerrit de Souza. More news at
7.
7.
Are you testing us?
Yeah.
When's the next news bulletin, Martin?
Are you checking? Are you checking whether we're awake?
Yeah, it's at
7.
Een punt vir ons.
Ja! Nice. Maar baie punte vir die Spa Proteas. Jenny van Dijk and Kanye Sarchawane launching their 10 years as head coach and captain of the netball team in the best possible manner with a 68-31 victory over Malawi in the Spa Challenge opener at Ellis Park. And that result sees the hosts take a 1-0 lead in the three-match series. The tournament continues with the second test tomorrow at 5. The third is scheduled for Sunday, I think it's at 3 o'clock. Meanwhile, in the match played as the curtain raiser to the women's game, South Africans National men's beat Zimbabwe 51-36. Keshav Maharaj's 5-wicket haul sealed South Africa's thrashing of Bangladesh by an innings and 273 runs that was inside 3 days of the second test, and that gave the tourists a 2-0 series sweep.
Out. Maharaj has 5. South Africa have a series win in Bangladesh. A brilliant performance by the tourists with bat, with ball and in the field.
Well, that meant Bangladesh was all out for 143 after being put straight back into bat by the Proteas, a single session after ending their first innings on 159. Maharaj taking 5 for 59, Kagiso Rabada 5 for 37 from just 9 overs in the first innings. It was South Africa's biggest ever test win. That surpasses the innings and 254-run victory over Bangladesh at home back in 2017. And just one match in the Betway Premiership, Stellenbosch FC with a third league win of the season. They beat Marumo Gallants